From the great state of Ohio, that's Fazo with Riding High, Bootsy Collins with Rubber Ducky, and we started that set off with the Ohio Players with Players Ballin', Players Doing Their Own Thing. All of that funk comes from Ohio, and I guess it keeps us into the theme of the show this evening, as I'm joined now by the by my good friend and the protege of Bootsy Collins, Freak Bass. Freak, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, man. Just, you know, taking the ride up and down on this evening on the 75 train, right? You know?
Yeah, that's what connects us. You know, it's like the one, but 75.
right. It'd be the one and the two, because you add 7 and 5, you get 12, right?
Exactly. So there you go for the music nerds out there.
Yeah.
I'm glad to have you here. There's been a lot that's happened, I guess, since the last time that you've been on the show between... the music folks and stuff like that, and you got a new record out. So, I mean, let's just go ahead and dive right into it. You know, how are you, and what have you been up to?
Yeah, I mean, man, the last couple years have been a whirlwind, really. The thing that's kind of at the top of the list right now, as you mentioned, we're just getting ready to release a new album, and we signed with this really great label out of Denver, Colorado. They're called Color Red. And it's run by one of the label heads is Eddie Roberts from the New Master Sounds, an amazing funk and soul group themselves from the UK. And so we had been doing a few singles leading up this album, and I was on the road actually with this cat by the name of Alan Evans, and most people know him from the group Soul Live. He's a drummer from Soul Live, and we were doing a few dates together. And I was telling him how we're getting close to releasing a new album. He said you should give Eddie a shout. He's got this new label called Color Red, and I shot him an email. He got right back to me, and he's like, hey, yeah, Freak Bass, we got to do this. So they flew us out to Denver, Colorado, and they have a great studio out there that you record and live in for the whole time you're out there. And literally the way Eddie produced all these songs, and the way you do it is they do it like they used to do it back in 1972. And it's literally you set up in the studio. They roll the tape machine, and I don't mean virtual tape, digital version of tape. I'm talking about it's a straight-up Tascam tape machine, literal tape, and you sit there and record live. And once we wrote these songs and got the arrangements all worked out while we were there, if we play the song straight through, and if someone made a mistake three-fourths of the way into it, we'd start over and we'd do it again. It was no overdub. So all the initial bed tracks were all done live. And because of that, you're always really excited about when you have a new album out, there's no doubt, but this is probably the most excited I've been about an album since I've ever been recording, because I feel like it's really captured kind of who I am and who the band, the people I play with as a band, because it's true to tape. Like, for instance, when we started rehearsing these songs for live, you know, a lot of times when you record in the studio, you're like, okay, how are we going to treat this live? What are we going to do? What are we going to leave in? What are we going to leave out? This was super easy because it was like, how are we going to do it live? We're going to do it exactly like we did in the studio and just literally play it. So it translates really well live. It has the energy from live, and it's great. I'm super excited about it.
Wow. That is, that's really cool. I didn't realize that this record was actually like recorded old school in terms of like everything that you hear was recorded at that moment, which, I don't know, for me, like that, it seems like you kind of have to approach things a little bit differently than you would if you knew that, well, I'm going to overdub this and that. Like, did that kind of change the way that you entered the studio?
Totally. Yeah. I mean, like literally our day at Color Red was like this. We'd get up about, 9 or 10 in the morning and we'd start writing. And by about noon, we'd have a rough arrangement down. Then we'd rehearse whatever the arrangement was till about 4 o'clock, 2 to 4 o'clock, between 4 or 5 o'clock in that neck of the woods. Then we'd start laying takes down just like that. So it was just like almost like you were rehearsing for a live performance, which essentially is what it is. And and just the tones are just, having it on, the reason why they stick by tape, there's all these, obviously in digital recording now, there's tape simulator and all kinds of stuff you can do, but they want the tape because the sound that we're getting out of it, very, especially the drums, especially. The drums are, you know, they kind of oversaturate the tape a little bit, and they just sound so good. And then, you know, I don't think I mentioned before, Color Red, the only thing that everything's done, they do everything only on vinyl, too. So everything that we're selling or we're getting from them is vinyl. Well, wow. Obviously digital will be a digital and streaming, too, as well. But no CDs, all everything's all done in vinyl. So you have that full experience of that analog world, and it's pretty cool. So yeah, so that half of the album, so the name of the album is called All the Way This, All the Way That. So the first side of the album is the All the Way This side. That's all the Color Red stuff that was produced by Mr. Eddie Roberts, as I told you, who's just an amazing producer. Color Red's a great label. They put out a new single on vinyl on 45 once a week. Every Tuesday they drop something new. We were the first actually full-fledged album that they did. And and then the other side of the album were compilation of stuff of the singles that we've been releasing over this past year. And those are predominantly produced by a gentleman by the name of Atul Shore. Atul is a friend of mine I grew up playing with. He moved to New York 15, 20 years ago, and he's probably most famous now by he won the Grammy for writing the song Smooth by Santana. So he wrote that. He wrote Maxwell. He did almost Maxwell. He co-wrote Maxwell's whole first album, Urban Hang Suite. Did a bunch of stuff with Jewel. He's all kinds of kind of pop and funk and R&B records. And so he got in touch when he knew I was writing and said, hey, let's produce songs together. So there's that side of the album. So, you know, my little catchphrase for the album, it's kind of like this album is like when 1972 meets 2072. So you've got kind of one side's kind of more of a retro-ish kind of feel to it, where the other one's kind of more of a futuristic feel. So you're kind of getting all sides of the freak bass and the bump assembly on it.
That's dope. And, you know, Atul wrote a couple of songs on your Everybody's Feeling Real record, right? Or was it Cincinnati?
Cincinnati, you wrote a couple of songs on that one. Yep, exactly. Yep.
Okay. Well, that's good. It's good to see. Good to see the collaborations getting back together. Well, let's get into the music here from the record. We've got You Make Me Want to Dance and Your Love Is Always on Time. But first, here's the song that starts the record, right?
Yep, this is the one. It was just called to be the opening track. Yep.
Well, sometimes that you just know, and here it is. This is Freak Bass with Knuckle Sandwich on the Crunkadelic Funk Show on 91.3 WUKY. And that's Freak Bass with Your Love Is Always on Time, You Make Me Want to Dance, and Knuckle Sandwich from the brand new album All the Way This, All the Way That. And this is the Crunkadelic Funk Show, 91.3 WUKY, and I'm still here joined by Freak Bass himself. And who was the producer? You said that there are two producers on, I guess, on both sides of the record. But the second side, Your Love Is Always on Time, that's from the second record, right? The second side, who produced that?
Well, I figured, you know, I'm trying to leave a little imprint on the record myself. So actually, that's one of the ones I produced, actually. So it was really, I had been working on that one in the studio for a long time. Sammy and I had kind of been bouncing back and forth with that. Sammy Garrett, the singer on the song. And then Sky White, who's my keyboard player that tours with me right now, him and I really kind of went to the woodshed on it for a while. And we were originally kind of thought about when we went to Color Red, we were thinking about maybe bringing it out there with us, but we wanted to kind of go in with a fresh plate at Color Red, which is what we did. And so we just ended up finishing it up here in the fine state of Ohio and Cincinnati and produced that one.
Wow. And you also did, I guess, so what was kind of the vibe in terms of putting the record together, having one half recorded with Color Red and then the other half being more songs that you had already released?
Right. And there's some new stuff too. I mean, there's a few couple singles that have been released within the last 6 to 8 months, but then there's new stuff as well by that I did with Atul and myself, obviously too, as well, that haven't been heard by anybody yet. So, I mean, that was kind of the concept, you know, when I first talked to Eddie about it, Eddie Roberts from Color Red, he wanted to, you know, funk, as you know, is such a, there's so much of a geographic aspect to it. And, you know, there's funk, the Ohio side of funk. There's the, you know, you've got, you know, New Orleans, obviously, with bands like, you know, The Meters and Dr. John, and you go up to Minneapolis, obviously, with Prince, and obviously the Bay Area with Sly and the Family Stone, and obviously New York. And there's so everything's got their own kind of sound. And so we've kind of, and now with Denver's becoming such a music mecca right now, especially in funk and soul with so many of the new bands touring on the live circuit now. And so we just kind of wanted, and that's kind of that's where Color Red got the name for their label. It's that's what Colorado actually translates to is Color Red. And so we Eddie really liked the idea of kind of bridging the gap between the Ohio funk sound with the Denver, Colorado funk sound that's really happening today. And that's kind of why we decided to be, you know, in a way, the album is almost kind of a semi-conceptual album in a way.
That's amazing. I am, you know, I'm partial to Bay Area funk, but I also do appreciate my funk specifically from Plainfield. And
oh, sure. Yeah, right. Yeah, and Mr. Bernie and George, yeah.
And you all are playing here in Lexington on June 5th at Cosmic Charlie's. And I think the last time, well, the first time I ever saw you at Cosmic Charlie's, we were doing the Funkadelic kind of tribute thing, and we were able to play California Dreamin'. And that, to this day, is one of my favorite musical memories.
Oh, yeah, that was a special day. That was super fun. Yeah, yeah, and you went up there and killed it, too. And, you know, it was great paying homage to the great and amazing Mr. Eddie Hazel, too, as well. So, yeah, that was great. Yeah.
And Razor was playing in the band in that time. And now, you know, kind of some things have shifted with Razor's passing. So how, I guess, are you, you know, working to kind of pay homage to him with some of the new material that you're working on?
Yeah, for sure. You know, you and I were talking off air about this, but, you know, you're never going to replace, obviously, like someone as unique and talented as Razor. But I was lucky enough to get connected with, there's a band called Foxy Shazam out of Cincinnati, and they toured forever. They were on Warner Brothers, I think, for a while, or it was Capitol or Warner Brothers, and amazing group, toured all over, not just the United States, but around the world, too, as well. And they were taking time off, and their keyboard player, a gentleman by the name of Sky White, who is just an amazing player himself, and him and I connected. And so he's been out touring with me and writing. Him and I have gotten pretty tight as well, and as writing friends too as well. So he comes over to the studio, my studio, at least once a week, and we sit and just have writing sessions together. And so, yeah, so he's kind of, you know, stepped in, you know, again, not to replace Razor, but just to kind of, you know, carry on his legacy, what he added, and also trying to, you know, develop his own too as well. And it's been great. You know, the band, you know, the Sky's on keyboards. You know, we mentioned earlier about Rico Lewis is my drummer, who, you know, toured with P-Funk forever and Bernie Worrell, which is how him and I met. And then also I either tour with, I've got two female vocalists because we use a lot of female vocals on the new material. Sammy Garrett from the band Turquoise, who I'm sure a lot of your listeners know, big band on the touring circuit. She tours with me, and she will be with me at Cosmic Charlie's next Wednesday night on June 5th. And also, when she's not available, there's also a lady by the name of Riley Commissar, who's out of the Cincinnati area, who's also just an incredible talent too. So I feel really lucky to work with her as well.
And is this going to be your is this going to be your first time playing the new Cosmic Charlie's?
Yeah, I don't even know where it's at. I mean, the last, you know, totally. I don't know. I haven't been there yet. I've heard great things about it, but I'm sure you've been there, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah, I've been there once, and it's a different room, but it would be really, really great for the style of music that you play, because it is a bass heavy room. So that'll be dope.
Oh, good. I can't wait. I mean, you know, Cosmic Charlie, you know, Lexington Market, you know, I know we're, you know, about 75 miles up the road from you all in Cincinnati, but, you know, it almost feels like my at least secondary home market. When I first started touring, it was one of the first markets I toured outside of the Cincinnati area. My last few albums have been recorded down there. Both Everybody's Feeling Real in Cincinnati are both recorded with Dwayne Lundy down there in Lexington. So it's a market and an area, part of the country that's pretty close to my heart. So it's going to, for me, it always feels like a hometown show when we come down there, especially Cosmic Charlie's too, as well. Specifically, you know, I've played there so many times with not just my own band, but different other bands sitting in with them down there. So it's, I can't wait to get down there and, you know, and hang out with everybody and share the album. We're going to have obviously the album with us on vinyl with us that night. So that'll be really cool too as well. So it's, you know, it'll be officially our album release party. And when we say album, it's actually a real album, not just a CD version of an album, but an actual vinyl album.
That's great. And also, like, it's kind of it, like you said, you know, Lexington being your home away from home, I guess, the second market, like, it's really, really great that you're having your release show here in Lexington.
Yeah, and it's our first release show. It's our very first one. We're actually playing Cincinnati after that, but it's our first, the first show we're playing with those, these new vinyl albums, these new Color Red songs will be in Lexington. So this is the kickoff. So please, if you're thinking about coming out, you know, it should be a really, really fun night. And, you know, it's going to be great, 18 and up. So, you know, all ages are welcome. So it should be a really good one.
So that show, again, is at Cosmic Charlie's next Wednesday, the 5th of June at 7 p.m. Right there at Cosmic Charlie's in its new location over there off of Loudoun. And Freak, I'm not going to let you go without grooving out on some funk with me. So what are we going to play in this next set?
Oh, man. Well, let's hit some bit. You know, a lot of people I've heard, some of my friends that have heard early copies of the album have said that this particular artist kind of reminds them vibe-wise a lot of the stuff on the album. So let's start off with a little bit of Bette Davis with one of my favorite bass players, Larry Graham, playing on there. And then to kind of segue into how about some Larry Graham, maybe hit Larry with a little bit of maybe Hair or something like that.
Okay.
And we were talking about Minneapolis after that, one of my favorite bass lines ever, funk bass lines ever written. And this is played by this gentleman, too. It's from Minneapolis, and that's Prince and Let's Work by Prince. So definitely hit those three. I think those would be good ways to segue out on the 75 tip.
Absolutely. Well, I will let you go, but not until you get to groove with us. We'll have Hair from Graham Central Station, Let's Work from Prince. But first, here is Bette Davis with If I'm in luck, I might not get picked up. And Freak, thank you so much for being on the show. And you are welcome back anytime.
Well, congratulations. It's been great watching your evolution as both a musician and your radio career too as well. So thank you for letting me be a small part of your audience tonight. And thank you for keeping the funk alive.
Oh, well, I do what I can. Again, that show is Wednesday, June 5th at 7 p.m. right there at right downtown at Cosmic Charlie's at 8 p.m. Here's Bette Davis on the Crunkadelic Funk Show, putting the one back in 91.3 WUKY.